You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Hostess just announced they're coming out with new Moonberry Twinkies, which are dark blue. And the filling inside of them is berry flavored.
No, thank you. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
They go on sale this week exclusively at Walmart just for a limited time, they say. I've never been into Twinkies. I don't understand.
Never in your whole life? Never. Not even at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12?
I had them, but they were never my favorite. They were always too dry for me.
Yeah, as a little kid, you were like, that's just a little dry.
What?
It's too dry.
It's just like, I always choked on it.
When I was a kid. Yeah. It was never dry
she
as a kid.
Me.
It was always.
Never as a kid, never at 8, never at 9, never at 10, never at 11, 12, never at 13, a 14, a 15, never at 4, 3, 2, a 1. Never, God damn it, Dave. Bull crap. I'm calling BS on your whole life. Never at 7.5. 7.5, 8, 9, 9.5.
Went through everything.
You did.
8.5. 8.75.
Whoa! Okay. Never.
Never had a birthday
between the ages of 8 and 12. You never even so much as looked at a Twinkie.
You were never at your friend's house and they bust out a Twinkie. You said, sure, I'll have one.
Age 8, age 9, age 10.
Get a glass of milk. Huh? Need a little juice box for that, Dave?
It's always been too dry, you're telling me.
Choking. Oh, you're choking again, Archie. Choke.
No, I don't recall them being dry as a kid. No. Maybe, I mean, were
I
they?
Do.
Was it where you grew up?
Maybe, because they were always
like
nice and moist. No,
here. Very the thing. Moist.
Here's
like,
the thing.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfecto.
Now, not
they
so much.
Cut down
they
on stuff.
Now.
Eventually, they cut
yeah,
down
but
on
during
stuff.
During that age group, it was prime time for Twinkies.
Yeah, that was
good. It was
to
a
be
good Twinkie
honest,
time.
In Canada, yeah. There was better choices to be made.
There was.
There was
oh,
the half moon.
Oh,
the half moon. The half lake.
Yeah.
The Joe Louis. I mean, I'm sorry, but you might
but
as well
Twinkies
just.
Our Twinkies sucked, so I don't
our
know.
Our Twinkies
yeah.
sucked.
Yeah.
They were,
Twinkies are good.
Missed out.
And even sometimes I still get Twinkies. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but they're not yeah. as good.
At 31, at 32, at 33.
34.
35, I did it. 29, I took a break. 31, I was back in the Twinkie game.
Uh-huh.
32, I thought about it, but I didn't.
I haven't had one in years, though.
There was some here.
Yeah, they have them in the vending machine.
Oh, remember when we had
100,000
Twinkies
they
here, right?
Twinkies away
yeah,
and brought
that,
them back?
That's what happened. Remember, somebody the Twinkies went away.
Yeah.
Everybody freaked out.
Yeah, well, they went under, right?
Yeah.
They
yeah.
went under, and then they brought them back. But I do remember they were here, and I was like, oh, let me try a Twinkie. And I'm like, this is not the Twinkie I remember
no,
at
they're,
all.
No, they're different.
They're totally different.
They're different now.
Yeah.
I would never eat them now.
It used to be a richer, my moist cake.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
big.
Yeah,
bigger,
bigger
and moist.
All their stuff used to have more jizz in it. Even yeah. their Hostess cupcakes used to have more of their
but
king
even, even the yeah. even the cake, though, was made better.
Everything's worse
yeah,
these
everything
days.
Because you
back
have
in our
to...
Day.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
But I mean, think about... Okay, so if you pulled out a 1982 Twinkie right now and you yeah. ran it through the, you know, how many calories are in it? I bet the thing had 350 calories. And if you do it now, it's like, oh, it's 100.
Yeah, because
oh,
it's so small.
Oh, every Twinkie's 100.
You know,
but
it.
It's not just small. It's smaller.
Bad.
It's the cake is made differently. They
it's
don't
more
put
chemicals.
Like a chemical.
Yeah.
It tastes like a chemical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's less cream.
Good stuff
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Well, they used to give you real food in America, but now it's just chemicals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Addictive chemicals.
Addictive chemicals. Addictive.
You'll need a Twinkie every day once you take one bite.
So good.
You're going to sit there and you're going to sit there in your seat and tell me that age 9, age 10, age 11, 12, you had just no Twinkies.
I didn't say I never had them. I just said I never liked them.
Didn't like yeah. them.
To me, they were always dry. There was much other moisture choices. I guess
for
my snack
looking
games.
For a moist choice.
I have more moist choice.
Do you remember like opening them up and there was like that? It's like a piece of cardboard.
Oh
and
yeah, yeah.
So moist it would like stick to
yeah,
the.
It would rip some,
it
of,
would
it
rip some
yeah.
of it off.
And even
and
some of the
to,
cream. Yeah,
oh,
even some of the cream has
yeah.
remained, and then you would just finger it right
yeah,
off.
Yeah,
of
you would finger it. I'd finger many a Twinkie.
And you waste my time with the fingers. That just goes straight to the tongue.
Oh, yeah. You just lick it. Yeah.
There's too many moist
yeah.
choices. That'll be my new podcast.
Moist
Choices with Dave Hunter.
I love that.
Tonight on Moist Choices.
People hate the word moist.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
So it could be a bomb. But give it a try.
Dave, sorry, it's we're just looking at the feedback here. Your Moist Choices podcast is a bomb.
Sorry, they won't even listen because of Moist.
Yeah. They don't even make it to where you say choices.
Just they see, when you say Moist, they're gone.
Welcome to Moist Choices. What a weird show that is.
Weird one. You may check favorite? It out, though.
Yeah, just for a
and
second.
And then you feel like, then he's talking about Twinkies, and you're like, oh,
yeah. Best Twinkies.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The Metro Detroit woman who said Delta Airlines looked the other way and did not do enough to protect her from a masturbating passenger has just filed a lawsuit against Delta. So how much do you think that'd be worth?
A jerk flight?
Someone's jerking off next to you and the airline doesn't do, in her words, enough about it to make it stop. How much financially should we have to pay you for that?
I know the number that's out there.
Hmm.
So I'm out.
I don't. So I'm going to say, well, she's going to go for everything, but I would say $100,000.
She went a bit higher.
That's what I figured. $10 million?
$10 million.
Yeah.
$10 million. And now the dude in this case, he's already been convicted of simple assault and inappropriate touching and indecent exposure involving two separate incidents aboard a July 2016 flight from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to Detroit. Here's what happened. If you missed it, we talked about it on the show before when it first happened. But shortly after takeoff, a flight attendant observed the passenger, a 41-year-old Christopher Finkley, seated in first class with his penis out, masturbating.
I'm in first class, though. I can do whatever I want.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
The flight attendant notified the captain, who in turn called Metro Detroit Airport Police. But over the course of the rest of the flight, the airline's employees allowed the sexually deviant passenger to roam the plane without supervision. He used the bathroom at the back of the plane near the end of the flight. And then he just took a seat in an empty row next to one woman. This woman, who's filed the lawsuit. He began to rub the bare skin of her upper thigh.
You don't mind if I do this, do you?
Told her he liked white women.
I like white women.
Asked, where's your man?
Where's your man at? I don't see him around.
Oh, jeez.
She said she asked him to stop. He eventually slipped his hand under her shorts.
We both know you don't.
Oh, my God.
She was seated in the window seat. She had no opportunity to flee. As the pilot prepared to land the plane, he returned to his seat in first class and was again touching his junk in his seat. He told the FBI agents it's typical for him to sit with his hands in his pants and massage his penis. He just says that's his happy place.
That's where I feel the most calm.
That's how I fly.
Yeah.
He said it wasn't his intent for anyone to see his dong, but admitted it could have been possible someone may have.
Hmm.
It's a chance, albeit slim. They saw my penis.
He's out.
Albeit slim.
I took it out for a bit.
So was he banned from flying on Delta? Or
you would think, and they don't mention that in the story, you would think that'd be part of the deal, right?
Yeah,
you jerk off on, on our planes, you're banned.
What is the protocol to control somebody that's just unruly in the skies if you don't have an air marshal? Like,
you have to land the plane.
Yeah, you just gotta.
But I mean, for those times,
but are they liable between the time they know they have to land the plane because of this guy? Like, I don't know what Delta's to do. You know what I mean? Like,
no, like the. In fact, the smart move is to not do anything because to move the girl,
right?
But then leave him and then land and then have him arrested.
Yeah, because you're dealing with a mentally unstable guy.
And then give tons of stuff to the girl. Yeah.
But they don't want to land because, you know, it puts...
No. I mean, no, they want to fly the whole way. They want to fly the whole way.
Yeah, they lose money if they land, but I think that they did. But what else would... I don't know in the skies what they would do.
So the only thing, they can't just leave the girl in that seat,
right?
You've got to do something. I don't know what you have to do. Like, you have to put like a tough guy, like, hey, excuse me, sir, if this can you sit next to this jerker and smash his face in if he does anything?
Knock him out, maybe. Yeah.
Knock him out.
I think people have done it. People have sleeper hold people.
I'm sure we played this back when it happened, but here's the original story that aired on WJBK TV in Detroit. They interviewed this woman, I believe.
Woman is groped on a flight to Detroit, and now she's considering a civil lawsuit against the airline. The man was flying first class on Delta when he went to the back of the plane where she was sitting, sat next to her, then suddenly started massaging her leg and putting his hand inside her shorts. Once the plane landed, he was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 1 week in jail for the crime. But the victim says that's not enough. She thinks Delta should have done more to protect her. In court documents, the man admitted he likes to touch himself on flights. The victim believes the public needs to know.
To help somebody else, for another woman that's traveling, another child that has to be flown somewhere, and just for anybody to not have to go through what I went through.
The woman's lawyer says he's hoping to resolve this matter out of court. Tonight, Delta says the flight was operated by ExpressJet, a Delta Connection partner, but the company...
So she was in the back of the plane. He got up and moved then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do at that point. He goes back to first class. You just keep an eye on him, right? I mean, the problem
but
is.
But I think, as Lisa said, if people consider him a danger or you know, they're being harassed by him, then they've got to take that bird down.
He touched her.
Yeah, he touched
her. Assault, you know? At that point. That's an assault on your plane, but.
So I whip it out as soon as we take off, and we're fine for the whole flight. I'm just going to continue to jerk it and touch myself until we get to our destination.
I think a lot of times.
And you're arrested.
That is what happens.
Yeah, you can't. There's like.
Unless there's like six dudes on the plane that have enough of it and they choke you out and then they zip tie you.
It's almost like there should be like police officers in the sky or something. You know what I mean? That are going to have some kind of
training
and protocol how to like apprehend somebody, keep them. Because if that guy gets an arm broken during Delta's prod, right. Then they're liable for that, maybe. It's so weird.
Because how many flights, do we ever find that out? I guess they never would release it, as how many flights actually have an air marshal on them.
Yeah, they don't tell you.
They won't tell you because they don't want, terrorists to figure it out.
But right.
Clearly, it's not all of them.
Right.
Oh, no.
And especially this looks like a smaller plane.
Yeah.
Right. A little connecting one, but still, I mean, it was not a short flight.
And I feel bad
from
for
North
this.
Carolina to Detroit.
Yeah, I feel bad for this woman because she was at the end of the plane, and we all know they could care less about whoever's at the end of the plane.
Oh, stop it.
It's true.
I can't find a picture of this guy anywhere. He's from Myrtle Beach.
People at the end of the plane might see the flight attendant twice.
Yeah.
Well, generally, some of them will sit back there.
That so might be the only time you see him.
I can't find his picture anywhere. I guess there's no mugshot.
He was singing like a canary. He's like, I like to touch my penis on planes.
It's a happy place.
I don't know why.
Everybody seems to be freaking out. Jay-Z Pete.
Just my happy place.
That's how I calm down.
Yeah. He likes to massage it.
She won't get $10 million, but she'll probably settle for another fairly large sum, I'd think. Several hundred thousand dollars anyway, if they can prove that Delta did not do enough to stop it. That's the problem.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah,
like they moved the guy. They probably figured it out.
But if he won't listen and they don't have any sort of enforcement... up there.
Yeah.
Like, what are they? Well, I don't know. I just don't understand it. I think that they've been flying by the seat of their pants up there for a long time.
It usually doesn't happen.
Right.
No. But the mental illness stuff is starting to, like, we've seen it now. It's in the skies.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. It's scary.
Like you said, there almost has to be one of the flight attendants on every flight has to be like a military trained.
Wow.
Right.
But they're not,
that's not going to happen. That's never going to happen. I'm going to be the military guy that's also going to serve you your Coke Zero?
Right.
No, I don't think so.
It's just like a guy with an iPad. He's like, more coffee. Like,
Biscoff cookies or nuts?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, what do you expect the little people to do?
Yeah.
People.
They're not trained.
There's like a little girl trying to push a cart. She can barely push the cart. There's a super gay guy up front who's a tiny little fella.
Flight to Tulsa had to kill a man with his penis out.
You know?
It's crazy. They should. They should have somebody. They should have a highly decorated, like one of the flight. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a great Delta idea, Force. But it's never going to happen.
No, it's not reality.
It's never going
to
happen.
I also feel like they should try to pretend that they're not Delta Force.
Right.
And like,
well, that's what you call them for Delta.
Yeah, exactly.
The Delta Force.
I'm on Delta Force.
Yeah, exactly. Well-trained killing machine.
Now, the other Delta Force.
Yeah. It's a different job.
You can barely get a drink or, you know, food up there. They're so cheap. So, you know, it definitely won't pay for any kind of security.
Right.
Yeah, there'll be no air security.
No.
You just hope you may get an air marshal on your flight if something goes like.
You really just have to hope no one decides to jerk it and try and touch you that's sitting next to you.
And the flight attendant could announce that there's like a jerker on the flight.
Are they going to do that?
Can you imagine? You know?
They could. They can't. Why wouldn't they?
They'd be liable if they just started. They're like, can anybody come up here and kick this guy's ass?
Well, no, they don't just say that, but they're just like, just beware, there's a jerker. You know, like maybe then he'll put it away if he's like called out on the speaker.
Sir, please stop jerking it.
Can you imagine that announcement? How weird that would be.
I know.
There's no way. That'd be too odd.
Yeah.
And who would do it? The pilot? Or like a,
what I think the flight attendants be like, everybody, let's shame this guy with his penis out, with his hand up this lady's shorts. He says it's how he flies. He'll be around with snacks momentarily. Please keep your seatbelts.
And
I guess I don't know what the expectation is, but I.
That I can fly without somebody
like,
jerking off next to me?
No. Like, I don't want to say, like, oh, this is how you should react when something like this happens. Because I don't know how you're supposed to react. But if the girl would have escalated it to, like, if she would have started hitting him, would then that would have forced people to jump into action? Or did she was so scared that she was just like, he's got his hands up my shorts right now. I'm not moving. I'm not doing anything. I'm not moving. His hands are going up my shorts even more.
I think they just hope that they just can land the plane soon if something like that goes down.
That's what I was saying.
So what does the lawyer say? The lawyer said, here's what they should have done. After they found out he's masturbating and exposing himself in first class, and the stewardess went to the cabin and told the pilot, who radioed ahead to call police, they should have taken the flight attendants and monitored that man and not allowed him to run through the cabin. He said that's the least they should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But
they
again,
should have had their eye on him.
So, like, she's supposed to block him? Like, if he tries to get up, you can't, sir, you can't leave.
Well, no, I think what you do is you're like, okay, I'm walking. Hey, he's getting up. Let's see what he does. I'm following him. Because you already know he's a menace.
Mm-hmm.
So then you would have followed him to the back. He would have sat down. And then someone would have been there. To do what? I don't know.
If this would have happened to me, I would have started screaming, and then I would have take the hand sanitizer and put it in his eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy.
Spray him down with alcohol in his eyes.
That's awesome.
No, it would have been.
Like, flight's ruined there.
She would have been like, oh, my God, you're so cute with you touching my.
Yes! Yeah.
Snap. Cracked his neck.
She's like, listen, can my friend get a blanket? He's dead tired.
Yes. Commando.
But I'm not sitting there. Reference. I'm not sitting there and letting this guy touch me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's not her fault, but I just don't understand how that's
everyone reacts. Everyone reacts differently, right?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
She's in shock.
Some people freeze.
Can't move.
Yeah.
Maybe you had her blocked in because it's so small. You're in such a tight space.
And that's what
really
she said.
Move.
She was in the window seat, so she couldn't get past
him. She was blocked.
She was trapped. And obviously froze. He only got 1 week in jail.
Really?
1 week.
He assaulted her.
Now, yes.
He exposed himself.
And assaulted her.
Now, did he expose himself to her, or did he just go back and, like, try and put his hands underneath her, like, the legs of her shorts?
I thought he had his hand in her shorts.
Yeah, but this is, you know, that could be in your shorts, too.
It's really light.
I know. Right? It's...
But I mean, other than
it doesn't say that he was just touching her. It doesn't say that he was pleasuring himself.
My gut is that there's no way he got in her shorts.
Yeah.
Anyway, but
no.
With the leg,
I just feel like keeping true order on a plane is a lot more precarious than we think.
A lot of it has to do with all of us have decided to be rational.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one person to not be rational, and then your plane is
in chaos.
Yeah. And then six of us have to go and choke somebody out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is amazing that didn't happen here. Because normally there'll be a dude on the plane that's like, screw this, you pervert.
Yeah, there's always that guy on the plane.
That's why I'm wondering.
Maybe they didn't know.
If it was just she kept it super quiet.
Yeah. I'm two rows back. I have no idea that guy's exposing himself up there.
No.
And if the flight attendant would have announced there was a perv on board and he was, you know, headed out and he was doing all these things, it would have been screams.
He's headed out. There's the perv on board. He's headed down the aisle. He's headed down the aisle right now. We got a pervert with his penis out. He's coming toward the back. I'm fighting someone who's not the pervert. Everyone looks at me and they're like, he is. There he is. Oh my God, pervert. Kick his ass.
You know?
Lisa's reaction is to put both hands up in the air, wave them about, and go, pervert! Pervert!
I'd rather you death. If someone puts their hand on your leg,
Like,
raise your hands and scream out pervert. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, do something. Because there are guys dying to choke somebody out on every flight. They're waiting
to
choke somebody out.
I'll take over the speaker system. Yeah, exactly. Is there anybody on board willing to choke someone out?
I'm looking for a real tall, kind of big, strong badass to come and just dispatch this perv. If you guys could help me, just I'm looking for his neck to be broken, maybe smash his face up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with whatever you decide, so.
And then I get sued because I
choked
out the
That's
jerker.
Why no one would want to, but you at least could.
He charges me with assault.
Right.
Protect the women.
Yeah.
Someone said, I can't wait for someone to jerk off next to me on a plane so I can sue them for a bajillion dollars. Well, no, it's only because she's saying the Delta didn't do enough to stop it.
Yeah. I mean, she should get something, but I just think it's they got to open the discussion up of like, okay, everybody, we're not at the point anymore where we can just fly. Like, we got to have something in place.
No, our seatbelts will lock us in the seat.
Right.
Right. And then you have to ask for permission to get up and go.
Everybody, you're going to have to fly with a chastity cage on your wiener. Like, we're all going to have chastity cages.
It is a sad state of affairs. We can't not touch ourselves for a couple hours.
It's hard.
That's the problem.
All right. Speaking of bad times in the skies, when you're booking a flight with Spirit Airlines, you know you're rolling the dice, right?
Yeah,
you
should
know. You're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
You're trading.
You're not going anywhere.
Spirit Airlines.
That's hilarious.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that should be their
take. You're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
You might get there, but you're not going home.
So you trade comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and a great experience for a much cheaper flight and lots of unpleasantness.
And,
this is a different level, though. On a Spirit Airlines flight over the weekend from Charlotte, North Carolina to Newark, a live bat somehow got loose.
Well, that sucks.
On the flight, and then was just flying around the cabin.
Bats.
No word where it came from. Someone did manage to trap it in the bathroom.
Well, turn the lights on, for God's sakes. Is the bat in there?
Oh, God, look at it.
This should have been the reaction of the pervert.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, look at it. Look at it.
Oh, my God.
Did the flight attendant, is that
she
the
ran,
she
yeah.
ran. She ran. She ran for her life. She was like, this is Spirit, bitch. I don't get paid enough.
They don't. There it is. You can see it. It's like a.
Oh, my God.
The flight attendant so just took ridiculous. Off running. That's like a cheesy.
Why did the bat get on the airline?
Dude, that's Spirit. That flight attendant was like, already had a parachute on. She's gone, dude.
Like, that's a vampire. That's a vampire. Someone just transformed into a bat.
I saw its wings and I took right off the plane.
It was like flying kind of slow. It almost looked like a cheesy bat effect.
It did. It looked like a rubber bat or something.
Yeah, like right here. Like, watch it come up. There it is. There it goes.
Oh my God. That flight attendant did. She's like, I'm gone, baby.
Forget this.
Dave, what would you do if there was a bat on your flight?
Oh,
my God.
Because
you're a bird bat thing, you know.
It wouldn't be good.
No.
It wouldn't be good.
A pervert nice. Or a bat, what would you prefer on your flight?
Ooh, a pervert.
Yeah, right?
I think I'd prefer.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Think about a pervert next to
a human being that, like, if you, like, you either got to kick a human's ass, like a bat.
Or try and just.
You just take like a coffee pot or something and you're like,
Everybody's
safe.
Like a blanket. You throw a blanket on it. You can't throw a blanket on a perv and hope it goes away.
But it's scary.
Not really.
It's dark.
Calm down, little lady. I got this. Hold on. Wait for him to fly.
Here goes. It's dead. He got it.
You get that, Matt? And then you can't do the same thing.
Well, I guess you could do the same thing to the perv.
The same thing to the perv.
Here comes the perv. Yeah, the perv. See, you can. Same thing.
A little justice.
Here comes the perv.
He hit it with a coffee pot.
Throw a blanket on him. I can't be a perv. Blankets on me.
You can't be a perv with blankets on him.
Covered him in blankets.
I'd much rather have a bat. We're going back.
We're going to, okay. So that has to be our peep show today, just so you guys can see Chuck's perv walk.
What did you describe it as?
Chuck's perv walk. It was like wiener first.
Tongy and a little bit of tongue action.
Showing some shorts. God, Chuck, stop it. You're freaking us out.
Show him some sexy shorts to get on today. Oh, my God.
He's definitely going penis forward, right?
He is. Well,
okay. Chuck, what are you doing? Oh, my God.
Those are super comfy shorts. He's got a...
Super comfy. They are.
Those things, they really turn into a bikini bottom quick.
Okay. It just looks like an adult diaper. Oh, my God. There's so much hair in that.
He's showing his ass now.
What's happening?
What are you doing? See one hot pot, hey, pot of coffee, and you're like, hey!
Got him! Third degree burn!
Now James is throwing loose dollar bills at him.
Oh, don't put it down your pants!
No, you can't have that dollar back.
Oh, God.
Lisa just said, no! Oh, yeah, your perv walk is great. It's kind of like a turkey walk a little bit.
Had a little turkey in it.
The head going
like
back
a sexy turkey walk.
Yeah, but then the tongue and the ass.
I mean, $5.
Wow. Yeah, you did.
Well, James, that's pretty good.
$5 the hard way.
But at least if you were a perv like that, you would know he was a perv, you know, if he walked like that.
Yeah, sure. Oh, here comes the pervert. Well, look at him. Don't you think that's what this guy did?
No, I don't think he was, Chuck.
I think he was literally just walking and was like, well, there's the lady I'm going to talk to. Stop perv walking around us.
Yeah, he's coming at you.
Oh, hey, Lisa, look out. He's sitting beside you.
Hey, there, lady.
I like white chicks.
I like white girls.
Do you guys like some peanuts and cookies?
No, get off of me. Okay, all right, pervert. Where's the bat when you need it? Okay, don't touch both of us.
Oh, jeez, he got both of you.
He gets really into his role playing.
Dude, that guy, Chuck as a perv was perving up the most perv you can perv.
You reach a maximum perv.
Exactly. He was grabbing all genitals and legs. And
yeah, he was. Well, that's a real perv.
That's why he always wants a center scene.
Touches anything.
Oh, man.
Like, this guy's really walking crazy.
Lisa said bat so fast, I was like...
I did say bat. Because I don't that freaks me out. It's like a bat on a plane and it's dark?
There are other people that would rather a bat than a jerker.
I could pretend to be a perv for about 10 seconds and change your mind on a flight.
I'm with you on the jerker over the bat. Because I just have a giant pillow over a blindfold over my face. Yeah. Do whatever you want. See next to me. I don't care. Oh, just get it on me.
This person said, my boyfriend would love... to take out some guy on a plane. He's a 6 foot, 260-pound Marine vet, Purple Heart recipient.
Yeah.
EWS.
Yes, of course. He's just waiting.
You hope that there's at least one or two of those dudes on here.
Mm-hmm.
There is.
But again, do they open themselves up to the liability? It's not smart.
I don't know.
It's not smart.
I don't think it's smart.
Some of them don't care, right?
But I guess like if you're in the skies too, sometimes there's weird laws. Like you're not really...
Yeah, you might get in
trouble. There real laws?
Yeah,
you know, depending on where you're flying.
Like in our above America, there'd be federal America airspace, so there's laws there. But like, if you're over the ocean or something, like,
could I do whatever?
You just kill a guy?
I hope
that would be the worst to have a pervert while you're over the ocean,
international skies.
Oh my
I've been
God.
On an 11-hour flight.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, what do you do?
Look like, around. There's just water. Can we land somewhere, please?
Where would you have to land? Like, what's the first thing?
It depends. It just depends on...
Easter Island.
Yeah, we're landing on some... We're landing on Easter Island, everybody. Letting this guy off of here. Yeah.
An aircraft carrier or something. I don't know. But anyways, I'm sure you'll be able to see Chuck's perv walk later on the Peep Show. You have to check it out and be revolted. Because it is,
I would say,
or turned on.
Hot get and bothered.
Dude, your walk was insane.
It was
hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered.
Hashtag hot shower.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So, when I left you guys on Friday,
yeah,
I was trying to get out of here as quickly as possible because I knew we were going on a road trip.
Right.
Right? A bit of a drive ahead of me. Did not go as planned.
That sucks.
And I'll tell you what happened in a second. But if you had a road trip go wrong, you can share your story. If you like, 1-855-954-6969. Just how bad was it? 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. So we start. I go. I drive home. I pick up Amber and the kids. We're heading out. She wants to drive. You know, that frightens me.
Yeah.
So... Yes. So I said, it's okay, I'll drive. I said, you know, if I get tired, we'll pull over and I'll, you know, you can take over. So we, about in an hour and a bit, there's a rest area.
Okay.
So we pull off because I forgot to get gas. So we're going to need gas eventually. We're not on empty or anything, but we're going to need gas soon. So I figure, okay, we'll get off here. Amber and the boys ran inside to get something to eat. I got gas. And we're ready to take off. As we're pulling out of this rest area, we ran over something. Well, something that then we saw fly out the side of the van.
You killed a lot, lizard.
You killed a child.
Oh, Jesus, Chuck. My God.
What? No, what?
That's a just duck? Not my wacky road trip story. We killed a child.
Yeah, no, a duck? Something that could fly?
It was, I didn't know what it was, but Amber, stop. Oh, I forgot to tell you. She, when I came out of the bathroom, she was sitting in the driver's seat. So she said, no, I want to drive for a while. Let me drive.
Great. Oh, okay.
Man. Okay. So she's in the driver's seat. I'm like, all right, fine. You take over driving. So she runs over something.
It flies out of the tire.
We see it. We're all like, what was that? I get out of the car. I tell her to pull off to the side. I run out. It's like someone's full set of keys, and not just like four keys, it's like 14 keys on this thing, including their key fob, which I don't know if someone accidentally dropped it as they were leaving this rest area. Hmm. They'd be screwed when they get it, when they realize, because
if they turn their car off,
they won't have a key to start it again.
Yeah.
So I actually ran it inside to the gas station and was like, this, you know, we ran over this. Looks like we did some damage to it, but someone's going to want this. They may come back for it. So I took it inside. Didn't really think anything of it. We're on this highway where it now the construction has it down to one lane each way.
Mm-hmm.
You know where there's those concrete barriers on either side of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, going fairly slow. Just a pain in the ass, really. Amber's still driving. I'm not paying attention. Just as we get out of the construction zone, the tire light comes on.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh.
I knew it.
That's the worst.
She's like, oh.
Oh, man.
Tire light. And I was almost dozing off at this point.
Right.
She hits me. She's like, the tire light just came on. I'm like, all right, well, next exit, we got to pull off, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, before I could say another word, it was like an earthquake hit.
Oh, yeah. Totally
tire
flat.
Blown.
Yeah.
You guys, so people are flying past. There's a lot of traffic because we just came out of that construction zone. You know when people come out of there, they go, they're like,
yeah, like,
feel like they got to make up. They got to make up for lost time.
Yep. Yeah.
The car, the tire just exploded.
Oh,
it didn't
no.
just get flat. It exploded all of
That's
a sudden.
Scary.
The car shaking. It tried to pull Amber to the right.
Oh, my God.
Into traffic. She can't get over to the right shoulder because there's so much traffic speeding by now beside us. She goes to go to the left. It yanks and almost, there's a big ditch on the left.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Almost in the ditch.
Oh, my God.
And thankfully, she was able to kind of ride it and just stay on the left shoulder. But now we're on the left shoulder.
And so you're on the left shoulder?
I'm on the left shoulder of the highway because we couldn't get over to the right.
Cars are... You're facing traffic.
No, there's a ditch between us.
Oh, okay.
But if I, because I'm sitting in the passenger seat, if I opened my door, a car, that's how close we were. A truck would have taken the door
off,
right?
Yeah.
That's how close
we
are to traffic. Every time a car or truck went by, the whole van shook.
Oh, yeah.
So scary.
So I'm like, what? I can't change a tire. I'd be in the left lane if I was trying to change this tire right now.
Right.
I couldn't even get out. Like, I'm not going to climb over Amber and try and get out of the car. She got out and looked. She's like, oh, it's bad. So we call for a tow truck.
Yeah.
I call. I say, this is what happened. I can't even really get out of the car right now because it's fairly dangerous. You know, I'm with my kids. Like, oh, we'll try and get that there as soon as possible. 10 minutes later, a cop pulls up, lights flashing behind us. What's happening? She's screaming at us. I'm like,
oh, because you're there?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be there.
What? We blew a tire. Why are you in this lane? Why are you on the shoulder? Because we couldn't safely get over to the right shoulder. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be here. Someone's going to get killed. I'm like, my kids are in the friggin' car. Like, hey, Mom, you calm down.
Right.
I'm like, we've already called a tow truck. They're well aware of where we are, that we're in the left lane, and the urgency of the situation. They made us, they said, priority one.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not fast enough. Like, okay, well, what would you like us to do right now?
Right,
yeah.
It's like, let me call someone. So she calls and expedites a tow truck to get there.
Okay.
Still took 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was, I guess, faster than our tow truck would have been because it still didn't show.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So it was like a flatbed. They had to put us on a flatbed truck and then tow us out of there. But then Amber, there's no rule. You can't stay in the car, right?
Okay.
There's no room in this guy's truck. There's only room for two people.
Right.
So Aiden and I jump in with him. Amber has to go in the cop car with the police officer, with Zane. They have to go in the backseat of the cop car. Which Zane thought was the greatest thing in the world, right?
Right.
He took like a million selfies. He was all over Snapchat. I'm in a cop car, loving it.
Yeah.
Arrested. Badass. So then they drive us because this tow truck driver says, it's so bad I can't even change it for you. I'm going to have to take you guys to a tire shop.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And they'll have to do it for you. So we go. The dude at the tire shop in the middle of nowhere is like the nicest guy, took care of it immediately, but it's just a spare. You can't drive, fast or long distances on your spare.
Yeah.
So we just ended up turning around.
Oh, no way.
So an hour and a half we drove. Mm. This whole process took like almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then we drove back home. We would have been at our destination long before that. By the time we finally got back home, but it was...
It's just a total waste of time.
It was the road trip to nowhere.
Waste of time. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so that's part of the tire that remained there, just kind of blew apart.
Jesus.
That scene in the cop car, giving the thumbs up. They took selfies of everything. Amber and Zane in the cop car. The police officers, after that initial, I guess she was just, anxious, nervous.
Yeah.
She was very nice after that.
Yeah, she was nervous because she didn't want you to be hurt.
Yeah.
She didn't know why.
She's like, are you people goddamn crazy?
Well, she doesn't want to be there either.
She doesn't want to be there.
She's got to be on the side of the road with
she
us.
She doesn't want to be there either.
It just was a strange way to, there's kids in the car. She's screaming, you're all about to die.
Yeah.
Right. You don't want to alarm them.
Maybe like take it down a notch would have been great. But they ended up having to block that lane off. Like another cruiser came down further. Blocked the lane off. They put out flares so this truck could come in and take us and tow us off the road. And it was just a massive ordeal.
All over somebody. They dropped their stupid keys.
So what happened was...
Oh, you found out.
Yes. That keychain. You know, there's... What are they called? Carabiners? You know, the clips that
The carabiner clips, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The metal part of that carabiner clip went in and lodged itself in the tire.
And then eventually finally fell out.
Popped.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a wow. That is like an insane chain of butterfly effect.
Absolutely
weirdness.
It is, right? Like, what are the odds that you're going to hit it in such a way that it will pop up and lodge itself in the tire?
Right, but then, like, not instantly pop your tire.
But
like,
not
you're
instantly
able to
pop.
Drive for a certain amount of, like, miles.
We drove for a good 10, 15 minutes after that.
Yeah.
And you don't have, like bike tires on that thing.
No.
They're massive.
No.
They're huge tires.
They're big tires.
That's crazy, man.
But yeah, just exploded, and that's what they determined what it was.
Yeah,
the kids bummed.
They were ready for a big weekend getaway. We're going to see family, and then we had to plan to do some other stuff with them. But oh well,
Yeah, at that point, you got to be like, nope.
I'm like, we're wrapping, I'm calling it quits.
Yeah,
we're wrapping this up.
We're done here.
Yeah, I had not a failed road trip, but like one of these car situations happened because Stella and her mom, they decided they were going to go shopping or do something. And so I'm sitting there, I'm playing on the Xbox or whatever. And then all of a sudden my FaceTime rings. Now, Stella will FaceTime me all the time. It's like almost to the point of annoyance. And I just forget it. I'm like, forget it. You know, I'm playing. And then it keeps going. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, fine, fine. So I'm like, I swipe over and Stella's in hysterics. She's in hysterics. Like, she's screaming. And she's like, we got in an accident. She's like, mom's out of the car. And then she, and I'm like, wait a second. I said, you got in a car accident? Mom has been thrown out of the car.
Oh, my God.
She's screaming and then hangs up on me.
Oh, no.
That's lovely.
Oh, my God.
What a cliffhanger.
So I'm like, what in God's name has happened here?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a hold of her. Can't. Can't get a hold of Patty. I'm like, what is going on? Finally, Stella FaceTimes me back. Still going crazy. But she's like, no. She's like, no, mom just walked out of the car.
Which is what I assumed.
Yeah, she didn't fly out of the car.
She didn't think that she flew out of the car.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Well, if you heard Stella,
yeah,
the way she was, like it was.
It sounded, those are words that you don't want to hear. She's out of the car.
She's out. Mom flew out of the car.
So, yeah. But yeah, not a failed road trip, but just
bad times.
Yeah.
So how did your road trip go wrong? 1-855-954-6969. Mike. How did your road trip go wrong?
It's the Wheel of Fortune.
All right. So we're headed down to spring break in Florida. Mom said we couldn't go, so I unplugged all the phones in the house. This was before cell phones. So we decide to take off, four buddies of mine, and we get pulled over in Kentucky. But what happened before that was an hour before we took a bunch of ecstasy and we're rolling.
Ooh.
Rolling in Kentucky. So the cops find they find the stash, and they think we all have roofies, and we're bringing them down to basically do bad things to girls.
Right.
After explaining to them what they are, and my buddy pukes all over the cop.
Oh.
All over the front of them. Then pukes all over the cop car.
Oh.
Anyway, long story short, we get taken to jail, and I'm trying to call my mom to bail us out, but I unplugged all the phones. I end up having to call my grandma at 4:00 in the morning, and then had to have my mom drive from Michigan to Kentucky to come pick us up. And while we were in jail, three of my buddies ran for their milk and their breakfast. So they had to take us all and put us in a separate pod because they were scared that they were going to get attacked again.
When you say rammed.
Ran, like they were like, give me your breakfast.
Oh, they ran.
Yeah, they didn't ram it out of them.
They just charge you until you hand it over?
Were you raped?
They raped you. They were raped for milk?
For milk, Dave.
These things are bad.
Yep. Were you raped for milk?
I thought he said ram.
One letter changes that whole
thing. Yeah, absolutely. It's two different stories with two different letters.
You're exactly
real
right.
Close together.
It's crazy that in Kentucky, no matter what drug you're on, they're just like, yes, roofies.
You're trying to roofie chicks. Pills. We got pills. Looks like these fools are about to roofie chicks.
Stephanie's
ibuprofen.
Yeah.
You're in Fort Myers. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
So how did your road trip go wrong?
Terribly wrong. From Michigan to Florida, family vacation, two vehicles, mom and dad, younger sister in the lead vehicle, grandma and grandpa and me in a convertible, second vehicle.
Okay.
On a two-lane road in Florida, middle of Florida somewhere, crossing railroad tracks, my grandma, who didn't drive, freaked out, thought my grandpa was losing control of the car, and she jerked the wheel, which caused... I think they were going like 50 miles an hour. Caused the vehicle to flip three times.
Oh my God, Grandma.
When I woke up, I was laying on the struts of the convertible. Couldn't figure out what was going on. I'd been asleep on the back seat. My grandpa ended up under the car. Grandpa. My grandma was so stunned, she started walking into water and got into water up to her like knees. She was just stunned.
She was confused and just walked into water, huh?
Just started walking into the swamp in Florida.
No, Grandma, no.
And
I'm going to take my chances with the gators.
My father saw the accident in his rearview mirror. He backed up really quick. And when they went to get me out of the vehicle, we had just bought groceries. I was covered in ketchup and mayonnaise.
Ketchup and mayonnaise?
They thought I was shred into a million pieces.
Oh, they thought that was like blood and guts.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Just ketchup and mayo. It's traffic. Okay.
My mom and dad stopped traffic in the middle of the road to get four or five guys to roll the car off my grandfather.
For sure.
He flew out. So we all went to the hospital, needless to say. My first experience of ever being in a hospital. I wasn't hurt, but, you know, it was in the 50s, so back then they kept you for observation
What about Grandpa under the car?
Grandpa
under the car. My mom and dad stopped traffic on this two-lane road.
Okay, but how's Grandpa? How was Grandpa?
Grandpa ended up being fine. He had a strained neck, and my grandma had a broken arm. I was fine.
They got her out of the swamp. They let her out.
Well, what got her out of the swamp was me going, Grandma, 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 because I couldn't figure out why I was laying on these struts on my back. I was only 5 years old.
That's crazy.
That'll stick with you.
Holy hell, what a turn of events.
Not a good trip at all. We ended up getting the measles. We had to spend 3 days in a hotel with the measles. And then we also went to the beach. And when we went to get back in the car, my father opened the car door to get a towel off the top. I'd wrap my arm around the door. And he slammed the door on my arm, so I ended up with a broken arm.
Oh my God! Jesus, it was a trip from hell.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Yes, it was.
Holy.
No more trips for that family.
My mom got a new car out of it.
Well, there's old bad luck Stephanie on the Dave and Chuck lines.
She's a real chipper.
All right, Stephanie.
Thanks for calling in.
Just like my grandpa was crushed by about chest down by a vehicle, and we all got smallpox. On the way back, and
everyone caught polio.
Grandma went in the swamp.
Grandma inexplicably is just ready to have her way in the swamp.
But like a Florida swamp, so she could have been bitten.
She thought her husband was dead underneath the car.
Yeah, oh well. Water. Hopefully there's some quicksand here, so I'll make it end quick. Yeah.
Harold. Harold. Oh, my.
I'm under the car, dear. I'm under the car. Our child is either covered in mayonnaise and ketchup or shredded to death.
Shredded.
What are you doing? You gotta walk into the...
I'm gonna go for a dip.
I'm feeling a bit peckish. It might be measles or smallpox.
It could be measles, but...
Oh, boy.
Probably more likely the car that's all over you.
Everything's broken over here.
Yeah. My arm is snapped.
But have a good swim.
Alligator's going to eat me any second, so we're good.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
Is that a time machine?
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Damn, Stephanie's story took us on a ride.
That was crazy. Everything horrible happened.
We should now call it Stephanie Luck.
Yeah. We had to wrestle my grandma back from a boa constrictor. Had her by both her legs.
Yeah. Godzilla came and attacked the city we were in. Then a bomb dropped. Hiroshima style.
Snapping turtle took my grandpa's face off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was terrible.
We were sucked into a jet turbine.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.